Hello, I'm Madeline Sanderson. People in West Kent have been giving us their views on Labour's budget. It's the first written by a Labour government in 15 years. I asked the people in Tunbridge Wells Town Centre what they thought of Labour's plans.
Well, being a true Conservative, I disagree with all of it. And I think before you can run a country, you should be able to run a business, because you can't keep running to the bank, saying to the bank, I need this, I need that, where, unfortunately, Madam Reeves is doing. To be very honest with you, I think we're going to end up in a sorry state. And I also feel sorry for people like myself that have worked very hard. At the age of 71, I still run a business, still work hard. I put into a pension fund, hoping to give that to my children. Now they're going to pay 40% tax. So thank you, Mrs. Reeves. I'm going to draw it all out, pay the tax, spend it. Actually, what Mrs. Reeves should be doing is looking at her own people and saying, all these benefit-in-kind loads of money you've been deposited for clothes and holidays and everything else, I think should be taxable. I pay benefit-in-kind tax, so why can't you?
Yeah, I was okay with it. I thought it was quite good. I think the money's got to come from somewhere. So I don't get the pension thing anyway, so that didn't bother me. I think on the whole, I think they did a good job. I voted Conservative all my life, but I actually think they're doing quite a good job. So yeah, on the whole, I was okay with it. I haven't got a mortgage, so I can't complain. So yeah,
I'm not impressed. I think it is very poor for farmers. There's a belief that I think a lot of it's based on envy, jealousy, vindictiveness towards people that they think are wealthy, and they're not working people.
Because I'm new here, but I don't know exactly what, but in the newspaper everything is that everything is going to be a hike. There is a hike. It is showing that maybe government is forced to do like that to tackle the situation or something like that. Anyway, it is nice because even the tax is going to hike, they are going to use in the proper way, so it is going to be another wealth of the people.
The first thing I thought was, it was just horrendous that the first thing they did was cut the pensioners' winter fuel. I thought that was so... I mean, they might need to do it a bit later on, but it was so tactless to do it first. That was my opinion. I think small businesses are going to struggle. That's the main thing. And, of course, that will work its way down. Because if they haven't got... If they've got to pay all that extra tax, then they won't be able to pay... increase to their people, and it'll work its way down. It sounds all right for the everyday person working, but it's not going to work like that. I wouldn't know what to do in their situation. I don't know what to do, but I still think it was very tough budget.
Please can we focus on investment rather than spending? Please can we recreate the industries? Please can we educate the children and care for the old? Pay the doctors more.
My thoughts on it is, at the end of the day, I think we need to put working people first. And there are some elements of it that I say, like raising minimum wage, that's a step in the right direction. But also we have, raising bus fares. We have lowering the threshold on national insurance, which is good. But there should be a different threshold for smaller businesses as opposed to corporate scale businesses. And especially, I just believe that the problem... Part of the issue is, we're not taxing or putting a cap on offshore accounts, which I know is hard to do, but those are the main issues as to why we have little to no funding in the UK, and it's because people are hoarding it, and that's it at the end of the day.
That was the people of Tunbridge Wells giving their thoughts on the impact of Labour Party's tax plans. I'm Madeline Sanderson for West Kent Radio.